locally, the JSE trading firmer as well. Only just though, up 0.14%, and that despite the kind of performance being put on by the resources 10 component today. Gold amongst those finding favor due to the dovish stance taken by central banks around the world, and the dollar having hit that ceiling, it trading 1.3% higher. Industrial 25, a third of a percent to the good, but the financial 15 pulling in the opposite direction, down 1.5%. Joining me in studio now to take a closer look at the day's broader market moves, Craig Pfeiffer from APSA Stockbrokers and Portfolio Management. Craig, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So world shares edging towards their longest winning streak of the year, the JSE managing to only just follow suit. What's your reading of the kind of sentiment at play, given the local forces that that are currently rumbling about and, you know, affecting investor sentiment, but a lot of the focus on global forces at play?
Yeah, I think the global forces are the major influence at the moment. And, you know, we're having a view of what the Fed's going to say or do this week. And certainly we're going to look to that new dot plot of theirs. What's their view of how many interest rate hikes they're going to pencil in this year from the two that we're looking at before? Is it going to be one or is it going to be none? Mm-hmm. But certainly the Fed's been more, is more dovish. The outlook there is more dovish. The latest economic numbers have been a little softer. So one can understand why they're standing back just a little bit. You've got the Bank of England also meeting this week, and they're also likely to stand pat there. Brexit just causing too much uncertainty. The Bank of Japan, still huge, massive, trillions of yen they're throwing at the markets there in their monetary policy. And looking at Europe as well, they've taken interest rate hikes off the table for this year and also reintroduced their third version of their bond refinancing, their long-term refinancing operations. So all of this is just easier monetary policy or more accommodative monetary policy, or in the case of the US, just holding back on tightening. Mm-hmm. So I think that just gives the markets a bit more of a boost, improved sentiment a little bit in the short term.
It's amidst all of this, Craig, that we had today rising commodity prices really supporting the JSE, despite the lack of appetite for risk assets as a whole, as uncertainty around Brexit, for one, escalates. Are you surprised at the kind of positive momentum we're seeing on a front like that?
I think there is a bit of a lag. So, you know, we are seeing global growth. And if you look at the IMF numbers or probably just the market numbers, that the global economy peaked last year and it's probably going to be a little softer this year and potentially pick up a little bit again next year on the back of this easier policy. But I still think there is a last hurrah for resources this year. There is a bit of a more of a lag. And we're seeing that in, you know, iron ore prices are still strong. And you know, if you look at our diversified miners, mm-hmm. they're benefiting, particularly those exposed to the likes of iron ore. And then also with the weaker rand. So we're getting the double benefit of that.
Absolutely. So that sum of what's you know, come to the fore, Hulamin reducing the value, though, of some of its assets by a combined 1.5 billion rand, despite achieving record sales volumes in 2018. What have you made of that that's come through today?
Well, they've got two parts to their business. Their old product side, which seems to have done fairly well this past period. Mm-hmm. But the extrusions business, in their own words, well, I can't remember the own words, it was just terrible. In challenging times, they still they could have done
words.
Better. I think I wrote the performance unacceptable in a challenging environment was what they said. And I think they may even look to exit that business. I think they, you know, considering that. So it's tough times all round. And I think that's coming through in these numbers.
Given that, are you surprised at the kind of numbers Sasfin produced today? Earnings up 60%. We've seen some improvement on the metrics as well, specifically on the you know, credit loss ratio and the improvement we've seen on that front. Overall analysis there?
Yeah, I think we look at all those metrics of banks, and this is a wider group than just banking, but an ROE of 10% was an improvement. But yeah, I suppose not strictly comparable to the likes of First Rand at 22, but yeah, it did improve. The assets under management went back just a little bit from 39 to 37 mm-hmm. billion, but the markets were down last year. Credit loss ratio, as you said, improved. And I think across the board, we've seen very good credit loss ratios in that the nominal, the number was quite low. But maybe that just talks to an environment where we're not extending maybe as many loans. There's not as many loans in advances, or their growth was about 8 odd percent. So tough times, mm-hmm. And I think maybe that's creates an environment where banks maybe have been just a little more hesitant to lend in general, and those numbers have come down. You'd expect that if times are tough and there's a lot of loans out there, that there'd be a lot more defaults and those credit loss ratios would be high. So it's kind of anomalous at the moment.
Okay. Netcare trading higher. It's completed the disposal of two hospitals for a total consideration of 124 million rand. Of course, this forming part of an agreement related to the acquisition of Akeso clinics. Yes. So not entirely unexpected, this.
No, I think they were up for sale, and I think they were marked as much in the financials previously as ready for sale. So no surprise, but just brings a little bit of finality to that transaction.
What's your stock pick at the moment, Craig?
Looking at PSG. I think as a value and a growth story, it has done well. And underlying, it is an investment holding company. The likes of Capitec in there, a big chunk of that. PSG Consult, Zeda, Kuro, these are all growth businesses. Capitec, in fact, today made a new all-time high. Mm-hmm. So growth businesses, so they should see growth over time, but also value play. The underlying value, a lot of these are listed companies, is around 300 Rand. The share is trading at 250, 260.
So Remgro, how's that stacking up? Because it was out with its results just after the closing bell, and I'm not sure if you had time to significantly interrogate those numbers.
Now, there's a case with a discount. We've always watched that discount trade between 20% and 5%, and you'd think to buy it at 20 and sell it at 5. But you need the share price to go up as well, as well as the narrowing of the discount. So that discount's down to about 13% 2 days ago. But it's quite moribund. I think a lot of the drive behind the share price comes from the likes of Mediclinic, which doesn't seem to be going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, let's leave it there. Craig, thanks so much for having joined us in studio, Alicia. This evening. Of course, Craig Pfeiffer is with APSA Stockbrokers and Portfolio Management. What's your stock pick at the moment, Craig?
Looking at PSG, I think as a value and a growth story, it has done well. And underlying, it is an investment holding company. The likes of Capitec in there, a big chunk of that. PSG Consult, Zeda, Kuro, these are all growth businesses. Capitec, in fact, today made a new all-time high. Mm-hmm. So growth businesses, so they should see growth over time, but also value play. The underlying value, a lot of these are listed companies, is around 300 Rand. The share is trading at 250, 260.